In reality television, the people are represented by two separate but equally obsessed attorneys. This is their podcast.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
And I'm Angela.
And this is the Bravo Docket.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In reality television, the people are represented by two separate but equally obsessed attorneys. This is their podcast.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
And I'm Angela.
And this is the Bravo Docket. So welcome to our introductory episode. We just want to tell you what this podcast is about, who we are, give you kind of an outline of what's to be expected when you listen to the Bravo Docket.
So Ceci, this whole thing was your idea. We met on Reddit when I did a big long post because I was as frustrated as I think almost everybody was watching the last season of Beverly Hills with the Denise stuff. So I did a post explaining slander and kind of did some fanfic where I pretended to cross-examine Kyle Richards. And you posted on there suggesting we start a podcast, but you've had that idea for a long time. So maybe explain like why you wanted to start this type of podcast.
Before I had messaged you, I'd been sitting on the idea for about a year. But you know, when you're doing something by yourself, you're not really motivated to do it in just kind of sat on it. It just didn't feel like the right time. And then I saw your post and I was like, this is perfect. We're both really heavily involved in the Reddit community. I look at it every single day.
I watch an episode. I like the live. To watch it. And especially during the pandemic, it's been such a nice community when you feel kind of isolated to go on there and see what other people's opinions are, what people are posting, or even the memes about The Real Housewives. It's made me feel at least like a part of a community during this pandemic.
I kept seeing people post things about legal disputes that the Bravo Labs were involved in different lawsuits. And people would be like, I don't know what this means, but I think this means this. Or I don't know how this came to be, but are there any lawyers in the group that can explain this? And like, I was sitting there, I'm like, I am a lawyer, but I hadn't done the research necessary to answer the questions. And then I was like, you know what? I can do it. I can do it. And I can make it into a highly easily digestible format for people. Yeah, so I feel like this is our opportunity to go through these lawsuits and legal disputes and kind of break down what actually happened, break down various legal terms that are kind of too complex for the ordinary person to know about without having gone to law school, and kind of give our opinion on these.
Honestly, that's why I wrote that initial post, because I felt like people weren't understanding maybe some of the reasons why Denise wasn't wanting to talk or wasn't wanting to say more things. And people were confused about what slander was. And I was like, well, I'm an attorney. I do know what this is. And I am obsessed with these shows. And so I ended up doing the post, and that's how we met.
Right. And we're not necessarily experts in every issue that the housewives get involved in. They get involved in a wide range of subject matter. We have like real estate issues, there's some criminal issues, just the whole range of stuff. So this is also kind of fun for us because we get to watch these shows and do research for this podcast and bring it to you guys in a really cool way. Angela, do you want to talk about your background, how long you've been practicing, what you're focused on? tell the world who you are.
Yeah, my career kind of made me perfect for this because I've done such a wide range of things. My last year of law school, I interned at the district attorney's office and I did criminal prosecution, just misdemeanor stuff because I was just starting, you know, domestic violence. From that, I got a really good understanding of how prosecution works, criminal offenses, things like that. I second chaired a bunch of felony trials, even murder trials. I also then went into doing civil litigation where I was defending railroads, and that was literally train wrecks, which also prepared me for watching Real Housewives and commenting on the figurative train wrecks. I was in private practice for quite some time. I worked for other firms, and then I started my own firm, and I did a lot of civil litigation where I did in federal court and in state court, a lot of jury trials, fraud, things like that, commercial property disputes. Honestly, a lot of the types of things that we see these Real Housewives get themselves involved in. And now I work for the government and I really like it.
So I don't have as big of a background as Angela does. I've been practicing for four years.
Well, you're much younger. I'm old AF. So can't really.
I'm gathering experience. I'm learning. Yeah, I've been practicing for 4.5 years. My practice has been entirely focused on intellectual property law, so primarily with copyright litigation disputes,
which is great because I don't know anything about that.
Right. So I'm at a big law firm doing mostly civil litigations, defending large corporations, primarily in music, art, and technology. So I feel like we go together well because we have kind of different knowledge banks, if you will. And I mean, there's a lot to go into. These women and men have gotten into so many disputes.
There are so, like, there's just so much material.
I'm really interested in reading some of these complaints, in reading some of, like, the documents that are out there. Now it's cool that we can go and read it for you guys and tell you what happened. All right, so what is your favorite franchise?
Mine changes constantly. It depends on, I mean, it used to be Beverly Hills. I mean, now I have the same problems with Beverly Hills that everyone else has. I love Atlanta. I think Candy Burris is fascinating. I think she's the American dream, and I love how hard she works. Just the fact that she is always pushing to work harder and be better at everything that she does. I mean, New York is like the classic.
Yeah, New York's mine, hands down. I think they're just so fun.
They're
everything's
smart
on the
too.
Table. Like, they're smart. Yeah. They get through things really quickly. I think that getting over it and not being afraid to share parts of yourself on camera.
Right.
Beverly Hills a lot. I think part of what made it kind of go downhill lately was that so much was happening off camera and so much was being hidden, obviously. But New York, it's like all out there. And I think that's why Luann is probably one of my favorite housewives. Like, no shame, talks about it. She gets over it. She's like, whatever, and moves on.
I feel like Potomac is some of the most real of all the characters. I feel like I genuinely like them. I feel like they're super relatable. I think Giselle is an absolutely iconic housewife. I love Karen. And of course, now we have Salt Lake City, which is a whole other thing.
Salt Lake City is just like
so good.
It's really so good. I don't know if I can say it's my favorite yet. I feel like something's going to happen. It's a weird franchise, but it is very entertaining television.
These housewives have given us the entire legal spectrum of like stuff to talk about. There's just so many interesting characters.
Yeah, it's truly endless. Actually, speaking of Luann, really looking forward to talking about her arrest. I think everyone knows the specifics of what happened. I never did a deep dive. I just read the gossip on Reddit. I think it would be fun to do a deep dive into that and her probation and all that. Is there a legal dispute that you're excited to cover?
The Tom Girardi and Erica Girardi stuff that's going on, because there's so many layers to it. And I always respected Mr. Girardi as an attorney. I know everyone thinks Erica's guilty already, and I'm not saying, like, personally, I don't think she's guilty, but I do wish people would maybe get more facts before they make a huge judgment. And I'm hoping we can help actually explain some of the law and what facts people actually have access to and could know.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, yeah, the Luann arrest. And then I really want to dive into both Mauricio's real estate lawsuits.
Yeah.
He's done some really shady stuff. He had some really sketch sales involving some people from out of the country. So that, and then similarly, PK and Dorit have weird, shady stuff going on with their real estate properties, which they actually don't own. But that's a spoiler. But yeah, there's a lot to cover, and we're really excited to get into it. But another way that you can figure out what topics we're going to cover and find out about upcoming episodes and just interact with us is through our social media accounts. Angela, what is our social media handle?
We are thebravodocket.com. On Instagram, we are at thebravodocket. And then our email address is thebravodocket@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we would love to take any ideas you want us to cover. We have a pretty long list, but I'm sure there are things that we're missing that people really want to know about. So we're happy to take them at our email address, or you can DM us on Instagram. Let us know what your thoughts are. One thing I want to note before we close out on this intro episode is that this isn't a podcast to receive legal advice. We're not here to tell you how to get away with a crime or what you should do. You should hire your own attorney if you're having a legal dispute, not listen to this podcast to receive that advice. We're also not affiliated with Bravo. We're just huge fans of reality television.
Our employers do not have anything to do with this podcast. This is just super fans who also happen to be attorneys providing general information about legal concepts. We're not giving you legal advice. We're just here because we're just two attorneys who are just obsessed with Bravo reality
television. We're just here to gossip.
We're gossiping with legal knowledge.
Exactly. So yeah, so thank you for listening. This podcast will hopefully be available everywhere where podcasts are streaming. We also plan on putting up a video on YouTube so you can watch us as we talk. Very exciting. Yeah, so we hope you head over onto the second episode, which should be live now. What is our second episode about?
We'll be talking about the legal concepts of assault and battery, and we'll be giving examples from New Jersey and also going into detail on the fight between Monique and Candace. And I know some people are saying they don't ever want to hear about that fight ever again, but we really talk about it in a different way. We really explain, okay, what are the legal concepts of assault and battery? We apply that to the facts. And then Ceci did an amazing analysis, as well as some other people on social media, where they went frame by frame, and you can really see why there was so much controversy regarding this. I know I had a totally different opinion when I first watched it. I'm in a very visceral reaction, and then a completely different opinion after Ceci showed me her analysis, and I slowed it down and looked at it frame by frame. It really helps explain what assault and battery actually is, and also why the district attorney's office said that this was a mutually consented fight, and also what that means. And then we also go in and explain what the defense of self-defense actually is as a legal concept. Then we explain provocation. It's a really interesting one.
Yeah, it's a really great first episode. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
All right.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Bravo Docket is part of the Acast Creator Network.